An education bill with wide-ranging provisions is drawing mixed reaction from Central Illinois school superintendents. The governor has yet to sign it, but says he will. Some say the bill would be challenging to implement. Others say it will address longstanding inequities. Christine Hatfield reports.
The sweeping bill passed the General Assembly in the final days of the January lame duck session. It ranges from requirements for early intervention services for children who haven't started preschool, all the way up to initiatives targeting the teacher shortage. Peoria Public Schools Superintendent Sharon Demoulin-Carat says it's all about equity.
As a district with a high percentage of low-income kids, ELL kids, children of color, African-American children, it really speaks to us.
Carat says equity has become more important than ever amid the COVID-19 pandemic.
Right now, a big thing for us is, you know, analyzing our kids who are struggling and ensuring that, you know, they have some additional support, they're getting extra support.
Carat says the proposal for a whole child task force particularly intrigues her. That is supposed to help create a supportive environment for children in schools across the state. Carat says schools need to have measures in place to address child trauma.
Those things impact kids, whether it's homelessness, depression, incarceration, death. I mean, and the list goes abuse, all sorts of abuse. That goes on and on and on.
Another part of the bill would align primary and secondary school education standards with those of Illinois public universities. High schools would have to teach 2 years of a foreign language and more laboratory science and computer science for graduation. Barry Riley, the superintendent of School District 87 in Bloomington, says those provisions are ambitious.
I don't think anyone would disagree, especially when you think about the curriculum and the assessments that they put in there, that's not good for kids. I think they are.
Districts have several years to implement the new standards. The foreign language high school graduation requirement, for example, would take in the 2028 to 2029 school year, but Riley says that's still not enough time.
That's really going to be a challenging thing for many districts to accomplish. Just because there's not enough teachers out there. And I just don't see that we're going to be able to overcome that.
Even if districts can find foreign language teachers, Riley says paying for them is a question.
There definitely will be some costs for, if not necessarily my district, for other school districts across the state.
The measure may not be the last word, though. Kristen Weichel is the superintendent of Unit 5 schools in Normal. Educators had little input before the speedy passage of the bill. Weichel says she wouldn't be surprised if lawmakers take another look at the package.
I think they're open to talking with school districts to see, like, what are their needs and what would be potential obstacles.
Even if that happens, Weichel says questions about money remain.
Anytime you add additional requirements to school districts, that can be viewed as an unfunded mandate.
It's not just Weichel. There is some grumbling by educators across the state that the provisions that increase costs don't have a clear revenue stream to offset them when state budget deficits make the possibility of more school support unlikely. I'm Christine Hatfield.
Educators say they have questions about what curriculum changes the bill really requires and how much they can satisfy with existing policy. You can read full coverage of the story at wcbu.org.